You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. First up, life insurance companies are looking at new avenues and strategies to tide over the new provision to tax income from annual premium investments of over Rs 5 lakh in traditional cover policies. Having largely overcome their initial fears, the insurers now feel that new policy sales won't be impacted much by the new impost and expect new business to even exceed last year's level in the current fiscal. According to industry sources, the budget proposal has made insurers look at newer markets and deepen penetration to increase growth opportunities and also tinker with their product mixes. Several companies are also working with clients to split the premium for such high-value policies among PAN card-holding members of a family. Others are reaching out to customers to explain how the post-tax returns from these policies will still be attractive in the long term. Moving on, the start of the 131-day exchange window for demonetized 2,000 rupee notes prompted mixed reactions, including modest queues and confusion at banks regarding required identification documents like PAN or Aadhaar. Interestingly, the process has also boosted sales in gold and real estate, further emphasizing the impact of the currency transition. Throngs of customers have flocked to jewelry stores to pay in cash for the precious metal. Some people are willing to pay a premium for the costly metal to get rid of their notes. A jeweler in Delhi's posh Green Park area had to lower the shutters due to heavy client traffic on Monday. And a similar incident also took place in a jewelry shop in Noida's GIP Mall. Footfall at jewelry stores has increased and almost doubled in some places. While many people have turned to gold to get rid of their notes, some have turned to land as an alternative. People may use their rupee 2000 notes to buy land in tiny towns or residential stock, according to real estate agents and experts. Now some news from the aviation sector. Bankrupt airline Go First on Tuesday clarified to the civil aviation regulator it does not have any definitive timeline to restart flight operations as of now. The clarification was submitted in a reply to the show cause notice sent to it by the Director General of Civil Aviation after Go First suspended flight operations. The show cause notice was issued on May 8th, given the sudden cancellation of flights and initiation of corporate insolvency resolution process under IBC under the relevant provisions of the Aircraft Rules 1937 for their failure to continue the operation of the service in a safe, efficient and reliable manner. The airline had been asked to stop selling tickets. The airline has extended its flight cancellation period till May 26th. A senior DGCA official told FE that Go First has indicated it was working on a restructuring program before putting out a definitive restart plan. They have indicated that flight operations will be run under moratorium protection, the official said. In other news, the government is unlikely to hike import duties on edible oils despite a sharp fall in domestic price of cooking oils. While the trade body Solvent Extractors Association of India has sought higher import tariffs, citing the fall in prices of mustard oil, which has the largest share in India's consumption basket, the government has decided to keep import tariffs unchanged. A Food Ministry official told FE that any hike in import duties on edible oil, especially palm, soybean and sunflower, may impact the domestic refineries as the country imports about 56% of its oil requirements, the bulk of it in crude form. Out of the total imports of 14 million tons of edible annually, the share of crude and refined oil is 75% and 25% respectively. At present, crude palm, soybean and sunflower oils imports attract only a 5% agri-infra cess and a 10% education cess upon it, meaning a total tax incidence of 5.5%. In the case of refined edible oil, the effective import duty is 13.75%. And lastly, look at a key trend in the job market. Indian law firms are going easy on hirings this year, with most firms anticipating a slowdown, especially in the M&A, private equity and venture capital space. This is in stark contrast to last year when top law firms had recruited hundreds of lawyers as businesses recovered in the aftermath of the pandemic. The international markets are witnessing a slowdown, and this may have an impact on the number of deals and investments flowing into India, added Shweta Shroff Chopra, partner Shardul Amarchand Mangaldas & Co. The current demand for active talent from Indian law firms is 1/4 of the active demand registered last year, according to Xfino, a specialist staffing company. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.